Since Putin came to power and since the 1998 financial crisis, which is Russia's last big financial crisis, the Russian elite in aggregate, not only Putin personally, but the people around him as well, have been committed to economic policies that kept debt levels relatively low, kept government deficits relatively low, and tried to preserve Russia's government's freedom of maneuver in case of crises that were either whether it's economic policy or domestic politics or foreign policy. And that policy has been executed up to the present day. So even amidst the collapse in oil prices in 2014 and 2015, when Russia faced a fair amount of economic pressure, Russia's government nevertheless prioritized making sure that the government budget deficit didn't get too large. And that was a very deliberate choice. That was a judgment on the part of Putin and his economic advisors that, on the one hand, they needed to make sure that they kept debt levels low because they had lived through crises that resulted when debt levels were not kept low. And it was also a choice that was facilitated by something that makes Russia somewhat unique, which is that the Russian government was able, by devaluing the ruble, to shift the cost of adjustment onto the population. So the government budget was balanced more or less, but the average Russians in 2015, for example, experienced a double-digit decline in inflation-adjusted wages. But because there was no pushback from the population, that was an easy decision for the government to make. So they were able to balance the budget, able to keep the debt levels low, and instead push the adjustment costs onto average Russians. And unless in the future there's going to be a response from Russians saying, no, we're not going to tolerate this. No, we want higher incomes. No, we're not going to be willing to tolerate higher inflation or ruble devaluation in the future, if the Russian government faces a similar choice and faces a similar dilemma about whether to let the government budget deficit expand, or whether to push the cost of adjustments in the population. I see no reason to expect that it won't try to do again what it did in 2014 and 2015, which is to stick the population with the bill.